What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Welcome to the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. This is the place to be if you're ready for the best podcasts of the paranormal. Curious and sometimes unexplained. Now listen to this.
Welcome to our podcast. Please be aware the thoughts and opinions expressed by the host are their thoughts and opinions only and do not reflect those of iHeartMedia, iHeartRadio, Coast to Coast AM, employees of Premier Networks, or their sponsors and associates. We would like to encourage you to do your own research and discover the subject matter for yourself. Hi, I'm Sandra Champlain. For over 25 years, I've been on a journey to prove the existence of life after death. On each episode, we'll discuss the reasons we now know that our loved ones have survived physical death, and so will we. Welcome to Shades of the Afterlife. Today is a special birthday episode, and you may ask, well, whose birthday is it? Mine. I was born in 1966. Impossible to believe that I am 58 years old. For any birthday, whether it's yours or mine, we get to treat ourselves to something we want. Maybe people in our lives make a big deal about us, but it's our special day. And I thought for this episode, I'd like to give you and I a dose of something that I want for my birthday. What I want is a reminder that we are all eternal souls having a human experience, that no matter how hard life is, that we are surrounded by loved ones, there's a bigger picture, and all those stressful and difficult things that we deal with in life, that they're all not just education for the soul, but that we grow and that we learn. And then the biggest picture is we're able to help another person in their journey. Well, I really want chocolate cake with mint chocolate chip ice cream, I'm holding back. And I thought that this is just the dessert that I needed for today. We all have our stresses, don't we? Life is difficult. I know and believe it wasn't meant to be easy. However, the older we get, we're dealing with a lot. Some have kids, jobs, families, aging parents. You may be experiencing grief, an illness, money problems, whatever that may be. I want each and every one of us to get that booster shot in the arm that makes us feel like $1 million, that who we are is one of a kind, that our life matters, that we are perfectly on track. I do have some other things to celebrate with you. First of all, our fantastic Sunday gathering just turned 4 years old.
Yep. When COVID hit, we thought we'd do an inspirational service with medium demonstration included online for people who were trapped in their homes, which was all of us. Little did my friends and I realize that we'd keep it going. And so now it's turned 4 years old. There's been over 800 friends and family members living in the spirit world who have made their presence known and given messages from the other side through our medium demonstrations. Each week, we have 150 to 200 people from around the world that gather. It's fun, it's friendly, it's inspiring. And like I said, we get to see right there on the court how close loved ones are through our medium demonstrations. So that's a big reason to celebrate. Now, I've got a really special one, which I haven't told too many people about. Last year, it was Mother's Day. Something came on TV. A little thing popped up. It said, if you have an extraordinary mom and you want to share a story, here's a QR code and scan it and submit your story. I have a fantastic mom. Her name is Marion Champlain. She's phenomenal. And I knew that I wanted to submit a story. I didn't know who I was submitting it to. So I created a short story about my mom and coming over from Germany as a little girl and her family losing everything in Hamburg, Germany during the war. Parents immigrating to the United States and who she is, who she's always been for me. A few months later, I got an email requesting an interview, and I still wasn't sure who I was talking to. But of course, I love my mom, and if there's any possibility in sharing her inspiring story and her make things happen attitude, I'm going to do that. The good news is the story, which not only I submitted, but that interview that I had, was turned into a chapter of a book. The book will be coming out very soon. In fact, depending on when you're listening, it may already be out. Book comes out April 16th, 2024. It's called Love Mom, just like if a mom signs a card, Love Mom. It's written by Dr. Nicole Sapphire. She's a radiologist and director of breast imaging at the Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center in Monmouth, New Jersey. This is a big deal because she's been on the news talking about it. She's been on TV. The book has already hit number one on Amazon and Barnes & Noble, and it hasn't even gotten out to the general public yet. 2 days ago, the publisher sent my mom and I a private copy. And you have to know, I hadn't told my mother about this because there was always the chance that this wasn't going to happen. A few weeks ago, I did tell her because Dr. Sapphire was on TV publicly announcing it. And so we've been very excited the past few weeks. But can I tell you, we've got the book. It's beautiful. My mother is chapter 10. And there's 13 pages dedicated to her. The book is a perfect gift for Mother's Day or any day. You don't need to be a mom to read it because throughout the pages are stories of empowerment, people that have overcome great obstacles, done great things. There's humor in it, great quotes, absolutely beautiful. So if you have a special person in your life, whether they are a mom or have a mom, check out the book, Love Mom, by Dr. Nicole Sapphire, and be sure to read chapter 10 on my mom. On this birthday episode today, I thought I would read some pages from my book, We Don't Die, A Skeptic's Discovery of Life After Death. When I wrote the book, yes, I wanted to deliver information about the afterlife. And yes, I wanted to help people through grief, but I also wanted it to be a handbook for living that no matter where you are in your life, you can open to a random page and find some empowerment to remind you of who you really are. Yes, that divine soul having a human experience. I figured today we can celebrate together and be reminded of who we are. After I had written the book, it was quite a while until it was published. And just before it went to press, the publisher said, we need you to read it one more time to make sure there are no obvious errors, of course. But the day I had to read it was the day after my aunt and I put our beloved cat, Millie, to sleep. We had had Millie for many years, and she was just a bundle of love, and it was one of the most painful things we had to do. As anyone knows, whether you lose a person in your life or sometimes those feathered or furry, or four-legged or two-legged friends can sneak closer into our heart than anyone. The last thing I wanted to do was reread my book because I felt like I had read it many times. But there I was in deep, deep fear and grief, and I was an emotional wreck, to be honest with you. And when I read the words in We Don't Die, my grief was soothed. And all was well with the world. My friend Shelley gave a copy of We Don't Die to her dad, who was quite in his elderly years, knowing that it probably wouldn't be his thing, but she loved it so much she couldn't help but give it to him. Well, Shelley's dad passed away, and when he passed, his copy of We Don't Die had been well used. She was told by friends that he would gather with his gentlemen friends, read from the book, discuss some of the topics, read the inspirational quotes, and so many of the pages of the book had the corners folded down and pages with words underlined and things that were really important to her father. Another quick story of We Don't Die. As you may know, I am a chef by trade and owned a catering company with my mom for over 30 years, working with race car teams. When the book came out 13 years ago, I had a table set up under our food tent and people could purchase a copy and I would sign the books. One of the race car drivers bought a copy. He said, "Sandra, this really isn't my kind of thing, but I like you. I support you. I'd love to get a copy of your book," which was nice. He read it, and as an owner of a car dealership, he started giving my book, We Don't Die, to people that bought new cars. As a race car driver, he's done very well in racing. And last year at one of the biggest races in the world, Mom and I watched on TV and he won it. I sent him a text, just congratulations. And he said what he read prior to getting in that race car was We Don't Die, A Skeptic's Discovery of Life After Death by Sandra Champlain. Although I wrote it, you know how I feel about me being a medium in a different way. Those in the unseen world, my inspirers, your inspirers, whoever wants to work through me to get this message out to the biggest population on planet Earth, I'm going to share it. So today, if you just want to sit back, relax, and see if we can all move the needle from whatever may be bothering you or stressing you in life today, to just have that extra bit of comfort, direction, hope, faith, that not only is everything going to be all right, but you are one heck of a powerful soul and that your life means something. If you don't already have a copy of my book, certainly you can purchase one wherever they sell books. But also, if you go to wedontdie.com and at the bottom of the page, enter your name and email address, it says you get the first few chapters. The truth is, it is the entire book. If you are somebody who is experiencing grief, please know chapter 10 is how to survive grief. It's how our brain chemistry changes, why we experience grief, things to do to help move through the pain. And there is so much comfort and information. If you are experiencing grief, that is a must read. And then you can go back and read everything else or do whatever you wish. Again, that is at wedontdie.com. Let us go into our very first break. And when we get back, I am going to read to you some powerful things that are going to have us all be recharged, that we're one of a kind, special, and that our life matters. You're listening to Shades of the Afterlife on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
Keep it here on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Sandra Champlain will be right back.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. People don't always realize just how much their negative thoughts and experiences stick with them and weigh them down. You may find your brain constantly running through a highlight reel of bad moments. That comment your friend made last week that hurt your feelings. That frustrating thing your mom does. Or that silly thing you said in a meeting. Maybe it's time to get it all off your chest. Whether it's a tiny annoyance or something much bigger, talking about it can give you some relief and lead you to a potential solution. That's where therapy comes in. It's a safe space to share whatever's weighing you down and learn to process it so your internal highlight reel can focus on the good stuff. And BetterHelp offers affordable online therapy on a schedule that works for you. Connect with a licensed therapist by text, phone, or video call. Start the process in minutes and switch therapist anytime. Let it out with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/shades today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/shades.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
We are happy to announce that our Coast to Coast AM official YouTube channel has now reached over 300,000 subscribers. You can listen to the first hour of recent and past shows for free. So head on over to the coasttocoastam.com website and hit the YouTube icon at the top of the page. This is free show audio, so don't wait. CoastToCoastAM.com is where you want to be.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s.
She looked like a million bucks.
With zero qualifications.
She had a Harvard plaque.
Tricks her way past a wall of lawyers and agents.
She's got all of these Maseratis and Bentleys all in the driveway.
Is it like a mansion?
Yes, it's a mansion.
That this queen of the con uses to scam some of the biggest names in professional sports out of untold fortunes.
About $6 million.
Approximately $11 million.
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
Employing whatever means necessary to bleed her victims dry.
She would probably have sex with one of her clients.
Hide your money in your old rich man because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, it's Dr. Sky. Keep it right here on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
Welcome back to Shades of the Afterlife. I'm Sandra Champlain, and this is my birthday episode. So a gift to all of us is me reading from my book, We Don't Die, A Skeptic's Discovery of Life After Death, also known as A Handbook for Being Human. Of course, yes, I include a lot of information about life after death. And I can also tell you that if you've listened to Shades of the Afterlife since the beginning, I've got 180 episodes about the afterlife. So there's actually much more here in 180 hours than in my book. There are some other chapters, like The Reason for Living Life on Earth, Becoming a Skeptic is Easy, The Reality of Life After Death, Trusting the World's Greatest Minds, Religious Agreement for Life After Death, Life, the Grand Illusion, Heaven is Closer Than You Think, Seeing with Your Eyes Closed, Reconnecting with Those You Have Loved and Lost, Surviving Grief, the genius of the human body, riding the emotional roller coaster. It is all in your mind. 10 daily habits to supercharge your life. Those, my friend, are the chapter titles. Now, what's the reason for living on Earth? To learn to love, to experience, to be in this world with other people, having relationships, to learn, to grow, to love, to forgive, to help other people. In the hereafter, I think it's good all of the time. And coming to this place called Earth, we forget who we really are, and we're in almost a virtual reality world that seems so real. We're convinced that it's real. Life isn't easy. There are many hardships. And out of the toughest times, I think, is when we grow the most. There's certainly a lot of joy here too, but most of the soul growth comes from the hard stuff. I start my book talking about my experience at the Omega Center, the first time I recorded electronic voice phenomena. Yes, out in the wilderness with a little tape recorder, sitting in a cabin alone, talking to my deceased aunt and uncle, grandmother and grandfather, asking them if this life after death stuff is real and I'm meant to help people with it, that I really needed to hear from them. It couldn't just be images that came into my mind, like in the medium classes that I had taken. I needed something more, something tangible or audible. And in the course of the next minute, I recorded just the sound of raindrops. And when I played back the recorder, it recorded raindrops with a few words from me talking to my deceased loved ones. And at the very end, I said goodnight. And when I played back the recording, I'll never forget it. It said, "Good night, Sandra," in a man's voice. Two women whisper, "Good night, good night." And then another male's voice says, "Good night." Experiences like that are life-changing, and I'm grateful to have that and many more. I go on to talk about the voice that's in our heads. We have this voice that is not our friend. And I thought in the beginning of the book, it's important to address that because that's also the voice that has us be cynical and skeptical. Is it good to be skeptical? Absolutely. In fact, two episodes ago, the whole episode was about dealing with cynical skeptics. Skepticism is good, but when that little voice tries to prevent us from having a good life, or a great life, then we've got a problem. Here's what I say about the voice in We Don't Die. There is no doubt in my mind that our past plays a role in who we are today, and you probably agree with that statement. As a kid, I grew up feeling very different, separate from my brothers and sisters, very much alone, not good enough, and that there was something wrong with me. To make matters worse, I had a constant companion talking to me every moment of my life. I call it the voice. People call it all kinds of different things. The ego, the identity, the inner voice, the inner critic. We all have one. And if you don't think that you do, just stop listening for a moment. If you just heard in your mind, "What little voice do I have?" Well, that's the voice. The voice never stops talking. One of the classic flaws of all human beings is this: we think the voice is our voice. No, it is not ours. The voice is a complex survival mechanism that takes the information it received in our past and uses it to shape our future so that it survives. Did you hear what I said? I said it survives. Most of the time, the voice wants you to survive, but not always. I've not been in the mind of a person who is contemplating or succeeds in taking their own life, but I can imagine the voice does a great job at convincing the person that ending their life is the only option they have. By just knowing we have the voice and that it wants to survive and it doesn't always empower us is so important when things happen to us in life. Or we're investigating something like life after death, we need to be able to distinguish between that voice and who we really are. And I call that our soul self. Our soul self is that part of you that is wise, all-knowing, loving, and compassionate. The part of you that can listen to the voice. When you listen, the voice mostly speaks negative words to you. It convinces you to be afraid, that you're not good enough, and ultimately, it prevents us from having the results we want in our lives. Here's an example from me. Once I trained to run a marathon. However, I was not in good enough shape to run an entire marathon, and I canceled my trip to Jacksonville, Florida, where the marathon was set to happen. However, my soul self told me that I could still succeed on a marathon, and on a bitter cold winter's day, I headed north out of my driveway, and I walked 26.2 miles. I had no supportive friends, no one cheering me on, nothing. It was just me on a country road in the middle of winter with a vision of accomplishing a goal. I used every mind game that I could think of to keep myself motivated. I imagined small gnomes at the side of the road cheering me on. I tried to keep my mind clear and focused, my attention on the sounds of the birds, the shapes of the trees, and it was a peaceful walk. Eventually, I made it back to my house nearly 8 hours later. It had already gotten dark outside, and my entire body was sore and exhausted. I collapsed on my couch, and do you know what the voice inside my head said? It said, "Sandra, you are a failure. Everybody knows that you don't walk a marathon. You only run a marathon. Don't bother telling people that you walked, or they will just laugh at you." It was in that very moment that I saw how the voice, my ego, my inner critic, was not me. My soul self lovingly told me that completing 26.2 miles on foot was something less than 1% of the world's population had done. I was exhausted and I began to cry, and I realized that I've believed the voice my entire life, that what it said to me was the truth. In that moment, after my marathon day, I was free. In that moment, I had power. I'm going to take a break from reading for just a second. Just yesterday, I had a conversation with Dr. Antonio Harrison, and anyone who has a virtual reality headset called Oculus, there's an app called Supernatural, which is an exercise routine. And I took some time to talk to Dr. Harrison, who we lovingly call Coach Doc, about getting power over that voice. You can hear the episode in full on my YouTube channel, We Don't Die, episode 440, but he said something that I never considered. He said, talk to the voice, make friends with it, perhaps journal, give it a voice. Why are you here? Why do you say negative things? He said, by doing this practice, he got power, compassion, an understanding for not only the good things, but the darker things that we each struggle with inside of us. I thought that was an excellent tip. In that episode, we talk about not so much life after death, but different things that we can do to live life powerfully. There are exercises that I ask listeners or readers of We Don't Die to do. And with the chapter on the voice, I request that people either interview people in your life and ask them, what are the strengths that you have? And if you don't have anyone to ask, you can pretend you're asking them. And you know those things about you, that you're smart, you're generous, you're funny, etc. Make a long list of this person and all these great attributes. You see, you are not who you think you are. You are honestly who other people say that you are. Isn't that interesting? Another powerful thing you can do is write a list of all of your successes and accomplishments, even times that you've been daring and courageous. It may take a little time, but when you look at that list of all those accomplishments and add that to all those positive attributes that people say you are, you start to get an idea of who you really are. And in those moments, you see that the voice is not correct. Who you really are is one heck of a powerful person, and doing this exercise will help you get back on track. It's not a one-time only thing, for here, just telling you this story today reminds me of all the troubles that I have in life, how I've been listening to my voice a little too often, and I too am much greater than I think I am. We're going to go to our next break, and when we come back, some more empowering highlights from my book, We Don't Die, A Skeptic's Discovery of Life After Death. You're listening to Shades of the Afterlife on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
Don't go anywhere. There's more Shades of the Afterlife coming right up.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s.
She looked like a million bucks.
With zero qualifications.
She had a Harvard plaque.
Tricks her way past a wall of lawyers and agents.
She's got all of these Maseratis and Bentleys all in the driveway.
Is it like a mansion?
Yes, it's a mansion. That this queen of the con uses to scam some of the biggest names in professional sports out of untold fortunes.
About $6
million? Approximately $11 million.
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
Employing whatever means necessary to bleed her victims dry.
She would probably have sex with one of her clients.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Started talking about this incident. Drugs and officials cover up. You couldn't believe it.
From iHeart Podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
There's no way that that guy's a doctor.
I'm Paul Pringle, and I'm an investigative reporter for the LA Times. This is the story of an investigation that starts in a hotel room in Pasadena, California, and reaches all the way to the top of two of the most powerful institutions in the city of Los Angeles.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
This is Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption.
We're always going to have predators. It's the good people who stand by and do nothing that allow them to flourish.
Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The best afterlife information you can get
while you're alive.
Shades of the Afterlife with Sandra Champlain.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s.
She looked like a million bucks.
With zero qualifications.
She had a Harvard plaque.
Tricks her way past a wall of lawyers and agents.
She's got all of these Maseratis and Bentleys all in the driveway.
Is it like a mansion?
Yes, it's a mansion. That this queen of the con uses to scam some of the biggest names in professional sports out of untold fortunes.
About $6
million? Approximately $11 million.
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
Employing whatever means necessary to bleed her victims dry.
She would probably have sex with one of her clients.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is ufologist Kevin Randall, and you're listening to the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
Welcome Welcome back to Shades of the Afterlife. I'm Sandra Champlain. In this episode, we're celebrating my 58th birthday. And my book, We Don't Die, A Skeptic's Discovery of Life After Death, was published 13 years ago, not just to talk about the afterlife and grief, but to empower all of us to have a great life. So many call it a handbook for living. I'm reading some highlights, some empowering highlights, that is. This chapter is called Life, the Grand Illusion. Do you remember the song by the band Styx? Back in 1977, here's a lyric. So if you think your life is complete confusion because your neighbors got it made, just remember that it's a grand illusion and deep inside we're all the same. The definition of illusion is something such as a fantastic plan or desire that causes an incorrect belief or perception of reality. So our life seems pretty real, doesn't it? But let's listen to chapter 6 of mine. What if the point of being on planet Earth is to experience emotions, be able to use our five senses, and enjoy the unique atmosphere only available here? What if we come from some other place to experience these things in order for our soul self to grow and mature? What if life really is a grand illusion, like the band Styx sings in the quote I just read? This chapter will address the possibility and the probability of life being a grand illusion. We live our day-to-day lives believing we are important individuals, that the things we do on a daily basis are important and our relationships are important. What we eat is important, exercise is important, getting an education is important, doing our very best is important, telling the truth, of course, is important, having a good job is important, being loving and forgiving is definitely important. We live our lives filled with emotion, don't we? Think of something you're worried about right now. Could it be your health or a financial situation? Maybe it's a conversation you're afraid to have, or you're worried about your son or daughter. How does worry feel? Yeah, it feels awful. Think of some of the fears you have. Some of us have the fear of flying. Others have fear of public speaking. Many are afraid of dying. Others are afraid of being alone. Some have fears much, much worse. Think of someone you love, and I mean really love. Take a moment and feel how good love feels. It can be a person or a pet. Think of them now and soak up all of that love that you have for them. You deserve to feel good. Yes, you deserve to feel good. You're a wonderful person. You're smart. You're loving. You do your best. And you deserve to feel good. And when you think of the successes in your life, what are you proud of? Like I said earlier, what do people love about you? What makes you so different from other people? I hope you're feeling special right now and unique. You should, because out of the over 8 billion people on planet Earth right now, there's only one you. And if there was one grain of rice for every human on this planet, you would be one grain in one of the 61,000 gallon containers filled with rice. So that puts in perspective how many of us there are on this planet right now. Did you know that our Earth has been spinning well over 300,000 years with human beings living on it? In 2011, scholar Carl Haub published an article, How Many People Have Ever Lived on Earth? The number is over 107 billion. And each one of us has felt pain, pleasure, special, unique, all of those things that human beings feel. Have you realized we're living on a planet that's a miracle? We live just the right distance from the sun with everything we need from plants, water, and more so that we can survive. Out of those elements, we have the medicine we need from the basic elements of Earth. Everything we see and everything we use has been created. To me, that's all a miracle. This Earth is about 4.6 billion years old, but life did not exist on it until about 2 billion years ago, when all the bacteria and algae began to appear. Plants didn't appear until about 430 million years ago, reptiles 300 million years ago, and modern mammals 75 million years ago. The first apes appeared about 35 million years ago, and the first ape-like men about 10 million years ago. Men and women, as we know ourselves today, only appeared about 300,000 years ago. I also include in this chapter that there are over 7.7 million species of animals. There's quite a bit of life here on planet Earth. Could it all be by chance that we are here by accident? The point of this chapter, by the way, is to get you to think that perhaps there is a bigger picture to who you are and what is your life for, and that you're not just some random chance creation, that your life is important and there is meaning to it. Speaking of grand illusions, there are things that are real, even though we cannot see them with our eyes. Things like radio waves, television signals, GPS systems, and of course, the wireless internet. Personally, I believe our deceased loved ones are in that same invisible space, that space that exists all around us. They no longer have bodies, but they continue to vibrate as energy, no different than the music we hear, but we cannot see. They are literally here after death, better known as the hereafter. And just a case in point here, more than two kinds of energy can be in the same place at the same time. So there's no reason why our loved ones are not here. In fact, what if our world is part of their world? They're the reality. We come here temporarily. And when we return after physical death, we find a world very much like we have right here. And it truly does feel like returning home. In this chapter, I also go into how big this universe is. Scientists can't really put their finger on it, but they say our home, which is the Milky Way galaxy, consists of somewhere between 200 to 400 billion stars. Our sun is just one of these stars, and it's believed that at least 10% of these stars have planets in their solar systems. These kind of figures boggle my mind. And while we think of the outer universe that's ever expanding, our inner universe is just as mind-blowing. And when we look at things from a quantum level and we get down to the tiniest bits we are made up of, is something called quarks, invisible bands of energy that make up our atoms and our molecules and our cells. And if you were to put a tiny camera in one of the atoms that make us up, it wouldn't see anything, because all we are is invisible vibrating energy. So is our life a grand illusion in the big picture? This chapter also deals with perception. And I think it's important because we deal with other people, right? Miscommunications, arguments, and all of that. On page 103, I talk about perception and what we experience we think is true. However, our human brains process about 2,000 bits of information per second through our senses. I know it seems like a lot, but every second there are 400 billion bits of information occurring in the world around us. That's why if you and a friend witness the same thing, you may have two different stories. Their mind didn't pick up the exact same 2,000 bits that yours did. We humans also live our life based on our past. Some people love the ocean. They love swimming in it. They have no problem jumping off a boat and into the water. Others, who may have had a loved one drown, or perhaps as a child seen the movie Jaws, may not have that same love for the water. Same water, two different stories. Why this chapter is important in my handbook for being human is that we never know the bits of information that others in our life have picked up. We don't know what's happened in their past that has them see life the way they do. And we don't know what their little negative voice inside their mind is telling them. And bottom line, have compassion for others. They too are souls having a human experience. And if we can do our best to see life from their eyes, it will make us more loving and compassionate. Remember my favorite fortune cookie message. The best place to stand in an argument is on the other person's side. A couple of the extra credit assignments I have in this chapter is watching the movie What the Bleep Do We Know? Also, there's a great show called Hyperspace. And not only that, doing a little visual imagery. Imagine yourself taking a lemon out of the bottom drawer of a refrigerator. What does it feel like in your fingertips? And imagine putting it on a cutting board and cutting it into four wedges. And you could smell the lemon and you can see some of the juices coming out of it. And just imagine that you pick up one of those segments of lemon, ice cold in your fingertips, and you bring it right to your mouth and take a big bite. Is your mouth salivating? Can you taste the lemon? You see, because our minds are so powerful, it doesn't have to be real to feel like it's real. I leave you with this chapter, just knowing you are so much more than you think you are, and with the possibility that our life truly is a grand illusion. And the good news is you are in control, and life can be a very exciting adventure. William Shedd said, "A ship in a harbor is safe, but that is not what ships are built for." And Mark Twain said, 20 years from now, you will be more disappointed by the things you didn't do than by the things you did do. So throw off the bow lines, sail away from safe harbor, catch the trade winds in your sail, explore, dream, and discover. We'll head off to the break now, but as we do, take a look at everything in your surroundings and find the magic, the wonder, and the miracle to it all. We'll be back. You're listening to Shades of the Afterlife on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
Stay there. Sandra will be right back.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s.
She looked like a million bucks.
With zero qualifications.
She had a Harvard plaque.
Tricks her way past a wall of lawyers and agents.
She's got all of these Maseratis and Bentleys all in the driveway.
Is it like a mansion?
Yes, it's a mansion. That this queen of the con uses to scam some of the biggest names in professional sports out of untold fortunes.
About $6
million? Approximately $11 million.
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
Employing whatever means necessary to bleed her victims dry.
She would probably have sex with one of her clients.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Started talking about this incident. Drugs and officials cover up. You couldn't believe it.
From iHeart Podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now? Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
There's no way that that guy's a doctor.
I'm Paul Pringle, and I'm an investigative reporter for the LA Times. This is the story of an investigation that starts in a hotel room in Pasadena, California, and reaches all the way to the top of two of the most powerful institutions in the city of Los Angeles.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
This is Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption.
We're always going to have predators. It's the good people who stand by and do nothing that allow them to flourish.
Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's the Wizard of Weird, Joshua P. Warren. Don't forget to check out my show, Strange Things, each week as I bring you the world of the truly amazing and bizarre right here on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...with zero qualifications...
She had a Harvard plaque.
...tricks her way past a wall of lawyers and agents.
She's got all of these Maseratis and Bentleys all in the driveway.
Is it like a mansion?
Yes, it's a mansion. ...that this queen of the con uses to scam some of the biggest names in professional sports out of untold fortunes.
About $6
million? Approximately $11 million.
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
Employing whatever means necessary to bleed her victims dry.
She would probably have sex with one of her clients.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is afterlife expert Daniel Brakely, and you're listening to the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
Welcome back to Shades of the Afterlife. I'm Sandra Champlain. It's my birthday episode, and I'm sharing just some highlights from my book, We Don't Die, A Skeptic's Discovery of Life After Death. And I thought it was such a good idea to share these things with you today, but I realized there's so much more I want to share that there's no way in four segments I can cover all these great things. So again, you can have a free copy of my book at wedontdie.com, the bottom of the page, just put in your name and your email address, and you will receive an email with the PDF of the whole thing. Back to life being an illusion, and we are not who we think we are. I am a firm believer, as you know, from all the episodes about near-death experiences, that our consciousness is not held in our body, that we are interconnected with maybe everything. The chapter I'm looking at right now deals with remote viewing, which is an ESP technique. I teach it on one of the episodes. In fact, I have the domain name shadesoftheafterlife.com, and you can easily scroll back and see the titles and play all past episodes. But when you have an experience of closing your eyes and having the intention to know something that's on someone's table on the other side of the world, and you get images and thoughts and feelings and maybe a shape, and the person you're talking to on the other side says, that's correct. It's mind-blowing being able to tap into the past and sometimes even the future. I don't think the future is written out yet, but I do think that there are times where it's obvious that people are tapped into more. Here's an example. In 1898, 14 years before the Titanic was even built, a man named Morgan Robertson wrote a book called Futility, The Wreck of the Titan. The similarities between his work and the Titanic disaster are astonishing. In Robertson's fictional ship, the Titan was the largest craft afloat, equal to that of a first-class hotel, and of course, unsinkable. Both his book and the actual Titanic were around 800 feet long, sank hitting an iceberg in the North Atlantic in April around midnight. Even the speed they were going was about the same, and in his fictional work, the Titan had too few lifeboats. It's fascinating. There is more to life than meets the eye, and certainly more to you than you know. We've heard it said many times that gratitude is the secret weapon for feeling good and having results show up in our lives. Albert Einstein said there are two ways to live. You can live as if nothing is a miracle, and you can live as if everything is a miracle. And it's interesting, as I read this book, and I know this about gratitude, how many of us really make it a practice? You see, the voice, that negative voice we talked about earlier, is not interested in you feeling gratitude. Gratitude is the enemy of the voice. It would much rather have you feel fear or doubt. Gratitude, I think, is a superpower. Not only are we divine beings that can tap into the past, present, the future, the hereafter, but we can make things happen as well. I know gratitude helped with my dad with pain relief. Gratitude can turn a bad mood into a good mood. When you have some time, put on your favorite music, maybe from when you were in high school. Sit down with a piece of paper and write out 50 things you are grateful for. And as you write them, feel gratitude. Really think of why you are grateful for these things. If you keep a gratitude journal of not only what you're grateful for and how you feel, but pay attention to what starts showing up in your life. I believe if you give gratitude for things that haven't happened yet, that they may cause them to happen. I know in my heart, we are so much more powerful than we give ourselves credit for. Mahatma Gandhi has this quote, "Watch your thoughts, for they become words. Watch your words, for they become actions. Watch your actions, for they become habits. Watch your habits, for they become character. Watch your character, for it becomes your destiny." It all begins in our mind, giving gratitude, paying attention to the voice. There's also another tool called being in the present moment. The present moment is the gateway for remote viewing to take place, for psychics and mediums to tap into our soul's power, people in the afterlife. The present moment can take us out of pain and into moments of great inspiration. I don't know if you know this, but some of the greatest minds in the world would tap into this peaceful place, and then the ideas for their greatest inventions would appear. I'm talking about Leonardo da Vinci, Thomas Edison, Henry Ford, Alexander Graham Bell, Albert Einstein, even modern day people. Think of Clint Eastwood, George Lucas, Tina Turner, Sting, Paul McCartney. Whether you call it quieting your mind, meditation, being still, there's a magic that unfolds within when we quiet the mind. Here's a quote by Walter Russell. "Every genius thinks inwardly toward his mind instead of outwardly toward his senses. The genius can hear sounds coming out of the silence with his inner ears. He can vision non-existent forms with his inner eyes, and he can feel the rhythm of God's thinking and his knowing, which are a blank slate to the man who believes that he is his body. When a human rises to the exalted state of genius, he becomes a co-creator with God." The mind is its own place and in itself can make heaven of hell and a hell of heaven. That's by John Milton. We human beings are designed by nature with that voice to see negative and look for negative. Even when things are fantastic in our life, it's still looking for negative and telling you it's not enough. That's why gratitude is a superpower. I include in the book 10 habits to supercharge your life, and I'd like to read those to you now. 1, in the morning, wake up your soul self. Most days, the voice is in the driver's seat. We want to put the voice in the back seat so you can start your day with as much feel-good energy as possible. Open your journal. Write down your desires in just a few sentences. Also write down your successes, those things that you're proud of in your life. Jot down what people love about you. Ultimately, wake up your soul self means feel good about who you are. You deserve whatever your heart desires. 2, think your own thoughts. The voice is eager to be in the driver's seat all day long. It's important to watch your thinking. Notice when the voice is driving. Usually these are times when you have fear, worry, or negative self-talk. First, you must catch the voice talking. Acknowledge it. Have it sit in the back seat. Think of what you're grateful for. Think of what's important to you. And practice thinking your own thoughts. 3 is be in the present moment. Meditation, quieting the mind, sitting in the power, whatever you want to call it, is great. But also, when you are living from moment to moment, be in the present moment with whatever you're doing or whoever you are with. 4, is eating healthy and exercising. If you think of our bodies as this high-performance energy vehicle that we get to drive while we're here on planet Earth, just like your car, you want to have it running well, so take care of it. Number five is make a difference for another. Also means be of service to someone else. When we focus our sights on others, isn't it interesting how good it makes us feel? And our problems seem to dissipate. Maya Angelou's great quote, "I've learned that people will forget what you said, people will forget what you did, but people will never forget how you made them feel." Number six is take one action towards your dream. There's a great book called God Will Work With You, But Not For You. When we take a step in the direction of our dreams, I believe the universe or God says, let's help him out, and works with us. Number seven is do something that makes you feel good. We spend so much of our life looking for negative. Pay attention to what gives you joy and make sure you include that in your day. Number eight is laugh, remote view, or try something new. There's a Yiddish proverb, what soap is to the body, laughter is to the soul. And again, there's some instructions on remote viewing. Number nine is have integrity and be responsible. Integrity is doing what is right, doing what you know to do, even if no one else is looking. Certainly we make mistakes. We can be in communication and clean that up. But being responsible means living your life not from the viewpoint of being a victim. And certainly, yes, bad things happen. They do. But if we can look at life that everything that happens to us is either an opportunity to learn, or say you get a flat tire when you're driving, you can be mad and wrong as much as you want and blame the tire, blame a pothole in the road. But if you say, you know, I could have taken a different road. I knew I had tire problems. I could have gotten that fixed. That responsibility doesn't make it right, but it puts you back in the driver's seat. And the last thing I talk about is having a gratitude practice at night. Just taking some time before you go to bed and looking back through your day and finding the good, finding the miracles. It was good for me to share this birthday episode with you because even though I wrote the book, I'm not an expert in this, but I'm left in a state of wonder for who I am, for this technology, allowing me to put my voice here, and then you, wherever in the world you are, you get to listen. I'm left with gratitude, empowerment, and certainly with a friend. Come visit me at wedontdie.com. Remember the song lyrics, row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. Merrily, 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 life is but a dream. It is a dream. It's a grand illusion, seeming oh so real. But you are much more powerful than you know, and you deserve all good things. I'm Sandra Champlain. Thank you so much for listening to Shades of the Afterlife on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
And if you like this episode of Shades of the Afterlife, wait until you hear the next one. Thank you for listening to the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
Hi guys, Nancy Grace here, host of podcast Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. I've dedicated my life to fighting crime and helping crime victims. For a decade, I prosecuted violent felonies. Every day is a mission. Every day is a chance to stop crime and keep one more person safe. Listen to Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm Johnny B. Goode, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the story of BitCon.
This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, Centratech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of BitCon, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.